have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Nils Smith, joined as always by my co-host, Jay Cranda. Jay, we have some exciting news to talk about, and then we've got a really great conversation that's ahead with our friend Scott, but we'll get to Scott here in a minute. Let's first talk about some interesting developments. First, you and I are knee-deep, and I don't know knee-deep is the right word, but we're all in with Apple TV. Apple TV has a new release integrating podcast into the platform. Thoughts on that? Any other updates you want to make people aware
of? Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I was pumped because it's like it's already updated. I don't know when the last time I got an update for my Roku and my Amazon. Already they're trying to, you know, do that type of model. So obviously now you guys can listen to our show. We are talking about trying to get a video element on there. We're not sure when or what that looks like so that you can watch it there. I think it's interesting with churches too, if they're going to be more churches that do video podcasts because of it.
Yep.
Because it will be on there. I'm intrigued on that. I did want to highlight, because I don't think we officially told people that you can now listen to our show not only on iTunes or on our website, but you can do it on SoundCloud and Stitcher. So if you're a user of those mediums, check us out. You can go to the website. We have all links. But is there anything that I looked at an article on what was provided on the update, but I didn't really go too deep into it. But I don't know if there's anything else.
Yeah, no, I think the big deal for churches is that video, you know, you can listen to the audio podcast on the app. Video is the big deal with Apple TV. And so video podcasting is going to be a bigger deal. You and I are paying attention to that because of this podcast. We're going to make video a more significant part of it. And so for churches, I mean, so many are already creating videos. We're going to talk about that in this podcast, I think, for quite a bit. So this is another opportunity. You can get your church on Apple TV without even an app, which you and I are involved in. But by video podcasting. Other news, GoPro and Periscope combined, you know, partnered, I guess, or I don't know who partnered with who, but you can now live stream through Periscope with a GoPro. So that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Other news that our friend Aaron Magnuson, I hope I said his name right, Aaron asked us about our thoughts on Hit Record. I'm not even familiar, but Jay, you are. You want to share your thoughts real quick?
Well, it's Hit Record, but that's a good try.
There you go.
It's just such a Scott on video right now is cracking me up right now. He's like turning over. Yeah. The premise is that it's a show that's kind of aggregated and it's like community led. It's a fun show. I mean, it's been out for a while now. Cause I think when they started to record, it was like 3 years ago, but the idea it's all, I'm forgetting the guy's name who leads it. Scott, do you know the guy's name who he's Robin in the newest Batman, but I mean, I kind of spoiled
there
it
go. There he is.
That's at the very end. But regardless of the fact, the idea though, is that what's interesting is that they kind of, when you watch it, you're kind of thrown off because it's not a normal flow of a show. And so it's all community stuff. So it's kind of like the video where they did the choir online, where they edited everything together to be one voice. It's that same idea, but it's like the whole show is that way. And so I think I love the idea. Oh, thank you, Alec, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Thank you. I love the live feature. We have the real time, fact checking. Like this is why Fox News doesn't do this. Besides the point, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. But I think there's some real power behind having some community led stuff. I think it brings up a lot of the same conversations around a lot of churches make, you know, the Super Bowl every week. And the idea is that maybe you can change up your content and maybe there's some ways that you can have more content that's online specific and community led. I'm not sure what that is. I thought that question when I saw that on Twitter, I was like, that's an interesting idea. It's kind of offsetting because you're like, oh, you know, even hit record, it's not on, it's on like, you know, third party, you know, channels. You barely can find it. So even them, they can't find ratings, but I bet it's a very tight-knit tribe. So they're very loyal because they've been on TV. And so I think there's something there. I'm not sure what, but I'm curious to play around with that idea a little bit.
Yeah. So everybody else, jump into the conversation. Let us know your thoughts on hit record, not record. I'm going to go check it out this week. Try to learn a little bit more and see what it's like and see if we can integrate. Let's get into the conversation. I'm excited to talk about online discipleship. We have a friend of ours, Scott Magdalene, with us, who is the founder of Trained Up. I'm really excited about this technology Scott's created. I'm excited for you guys to get to know him. I would say he created something that I've dreamed about for the last 5 years or so, and I love that it exists and that he has built this and put so much some sweat equity into it for the kingdom, you know, and for the church. Scott, though, before we get into the technology, will you tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and what you do, what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. I'm really glad to be here. My voice is a little raspy today because I come down with something, but I'm honored to be on the show. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, so it's cool to be here talking to you. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, born and raised here, so I'm one of the few natives in the area. Started working after college. I went to Bible college and came back from Bible college and went to kind of foreign missions for a little while and came back from that, started businesses and got into entrepreneurialism. I enjoyed that a lot. My family kind of has an entrepreneurial gene in our gene pool. And so everybody in my family just about owns their own business, and it's all in different businesses or in different areas as well. A couple years later, I joined the Life Church team to be a part of the team that led the building of the YouVersion Bible app, as well as the church to church tools like Church Metrics and the Church Online platform, which I know that you guys are, you know, probably more familiar with it than I am now. I did that for a few years, and that was a fun journey, kind of riding the rocket of YouVersion's growth for those few years. Left there and went back to development, and went back to kind of building web applications, and worked at kind of a mixture of some agencies as well as Treehouse, which is an online learning platform for online learning, online school really for web development and graphic design, mobile app development. So I learned a lot between my years at Life Church and on the Digerati there, and then my years at Treehouse, learning a lot about online education. And all of that plus my experience also being a part of church staffs, mostly kind of at the associate or executive level pastor at smaller churches that were growing, kind of led me to this point of there needs to be a solution for training our church to do kind of some basic pieces of ministry, kind of the Ephesians 4, equip the saints for the work of ministry thing, that doesn't require them to be on campus or call another meeting or add something to the calendar to do it. But a tool also that isn't prohibitively expensive, that kind of puts the power in the hands of the pastors to create their own content and kind of craft their own environment for learning. And so all of that together kind of birthed out of that Trained Up. I worked on it over the last summer and started rolling it out to churches quietly, sort of in a stealth mode back in the fall of 2015, and starting to launch it publicly or public access, I should say, this month in February, March kind of timeframe.
I'm eager, and Jay, you probably got some questions. I'm eager to dig into the technology and talk about what Trained Up does. I would love to even understand, though, your background as you went through this process of starting it. I went to seminary online at Rockbridge Seminary, and they used a platform called Moodle, you know, and I remember, and I was like, I've got to learn this because I want to be able to create these tools. And I tried, like, and I'm not a web guy, but I'm like, this is going to be like WordPress, and, you know, I'm gonna be able to create it. And dude, I probably spent a year trying to figure out Moodle, and it just kept hitting walls, and I trying to find Moodle developers. What has changed between that was, you know, I don't know, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
What's changed in the technology since then? And what are you seeing just trend wise in e-learning? Because obviously almost all universities now have online learning systems. So what's happened in that learning space, and having gone through Treehouse yourself, what have you seen in the trends?
Yeah. As far as the technology itself, I'm familiar with Moodle. My brother, he runs or is responsible for running an online correspondence Bible school. And they shifted from an email only system that they used for like 10 years to Moodle a couple of years ago. And he told me they spent something like $40,000 or $50,000 on getting Moodle set up, not to look good, but just to work, like just to run with, be able to have students in there and take classes and stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, I've heard the horror stories of Moodle, and I've got a little bit of experience just from my brother coming to me and saying, hey, can you help? And I'm like, nope, I cannot help you with Moodle.
Yeah.
But as far as the technology goes, that is a good anecdote of where we sit with the technology on learning. You either have these big behemoths like Moodle, or, you know, if you want to go really professional, something like Blackboard or Canvas, these big learning management systems on one hand, that are unwieldy, you know, take a full staff, take a lot of money and full budget and a line out of budget kind of thing. And then on the flip side, you have basically just kind of a WordPress site that might be, you know, password protected with some videos behind a password wall. And that meets the needs for a lot of situations for a learning environment. There are kind of course builders that are really just kind of password protected membership sites, which is great for some scenarios. But what you miss out on with the lower level, less expensive tools is a lot of the accountability factor that as pastors and as church leaders, we want to be able to have that more close interaction with the learners in our system. And so that didn't really exist, at least not in a way that was reasonably priced and built specifically for the way that churches would do online learning. So the technology, that's where it is. And that's also some of the impetus behind Trained Up.
Very good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, just real quick, give like the 1 minute thing about what Treehouse is and who they are, because a lot of people listening maybe at a church maybe haven't heard of them, but like they're a big behemoth in the industry. Like they do a ton.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, I don't work there anymore, obviously, but yeah. I love it. I mean, even having worked there, it's a really cool work. I say, I'm using finger quotes here, office culture. They're almost fully remote. They've got, it's just a really cool office culture. But also the platform, what it really is probably the easiest and the most comprehensive at the same time way to learn anything about web development, web design, mobile app development, and even they're even kind of branching into business learning now as well. And it's there's lots of people that come to me asking, how can I become a web developer? How can I learn the basics of web development so I can update my church's website, or I can build a basic website for my business that's not necessarily just kind of taking what Squarespace gives me, which, by the way, is also a great resource by itself. Yeah. And so I send them to Treehouse. It's $25. I mean, this isn't supposed to be an ad. I don't get any kind of kickback from this. It's $25 a month for unlimited access, kind of buffet of jump in and learn as much as fast as you want. And the first developer that I hired at Trained Up was previously started all of his basic learning on Treehouse first. Wow. He's a great developer and really solid. Jared, if you're listening to this, I'm proud that our lead developer is a Treehouse alum. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So just to kind of kick off, I know we had some questions to send to you, and we're just curious talking about this online training, this platform that you've built. You've been part of different churches. You're aware of the need here. How is training for the churches changing now and in the coming years? So there's this online and there's this physical. Like, what are some things that roll around when you think about that?
Yeah, so a trend that started a decade or more than a decade, I'm sure, ago now, feeling old, is this simple church concept of simplifying the church schedule and simplifying the touch between the church person and the church organization, if you will. And also kind of going from like a smorgasbord of church activity options or, you know, the offerings that the church provides to people and kind of narrowing it down into more like a pathway concept where it's these three or four specific things that we want you involved in on a regular basis. And that becomes the strategy of a lot of the most effective growing churches. So the problem, though, is what happened as a result of that is the paring down of church activities also kind of pared down a lot of the training that churches did or would offer or make available to Christians at the church. And that mixed with the rise of multi-site larger churches, and typically larger churches would normally kind of historically have more in-depth training options available for people in their church. So the two things, simplifying the church model, church ministry model, and moving into, which also kind of facilitated the ability to move into multiple campus models and even online campus model, left sort of like this empty space for what happens with training. And so the way that training is happening now is the internet is kind of I don't know which cart and horse situation, but the churches are starting to catch up to where the internet is providing the opportunity to do training that has been for the last 10 or 15 years sort of an empty gap. And so what I'm seeing that churches are doing, churches that have kind of stripped out training in the past to simplify the church model, they're starting to offer more and more of that training they used to offer on campus as online self-paced courses or online webinars or even like that kind of church online model, but more of a training teaching environment. So the technology is starting to be used, and I guess already is, you know, catching up to where the church was. I think the church was just maybe a little bit of, ahead of that game. So
yeah, I'm curious when, if you were like sitting in a room, so like I came to Christ at a church about 600. So if you were sitting right in front of the leadership team, the deacon team or whatever is going on there, but like you're sitting there and you're making the pitch of why they should be thinking about doing online training, how would you start that? Like what would be like trying to convince them, hey, it's not only about gathering power on site, but it's also, you need to be thinking about like, how would you pitch that?
You know, what's great is, it's there already. They already know. So when I come in and I, you know, sit down on a video call or sit down in a pastor's office here in Jacksonville, and I'm like, you know, what I've built here is a tool for churches to be able to do training, all the stuff you haven't been able to do because your simplified church model, which is great. A light immediately goes off of seeing the value of being able to do training online. And really there's a couple of big, they're competitive of Trained Up, but I don't mind mentioning them because they're kind of slightly different space, but there's Right Now Media, based in Dallas, I think. And then there's Ministry Grid, and that's a Lifeway tool based, I guess, out of Nashville. And both of those are for several years now, I think since 2012, 2013, have been trying to push the church toward online training. And so a big part of how they've done that is to say, we've got this platform, we've got this kind of learning environment that we've provided access to big library of videos for you to be able to do a lot of that training online to make it really easy access. And that was a great first step, I think, for the church to lower the barrier of entry, to be able to get online with training, make it more accessible, 24/7 accessible kind of things. I think the trend now is that there's that churches, even smaller churches, are wanting to be able to have bespoke training, stuff that is theirs. It's their culture, it's their language, it's their vision, their own doctrine, their own way of talking about Jesus, all of that kind of stuff. And what's great is now, so the way the technology moves, it helps, like you can see the church tracking along with it. Now it's super ridiculously easy to make good quality videos. Like a little microphone, some decent lighting, and your iPhone, and you've got an HD, 1080p video with good sound, good lighting. And that's all you need to be able to teach or train, even like in-depth concepts. And so churches are equipped now with really great online technology and really great in-hand technology that's lowering the barrier of entry to making their own content. And you know, that's, and I believe as Trained Up, one of our ethos, one of our kind of motives is that we believe in empowering churches to be able to do content on their own, be able to do their own training. And so it's really just a blessing that all the technology is coming together at the same time.
Yeah. Let's get real practical. And I want to get practical into what Trained Up specifically is and then how people will use it. So let's first talk about what is Trained Up. So a church that comes into it tangibly, what is the platform? And then we'll talk about how you want to see churches use it.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'll talk about really from a nuts and bolts perspective. I typically tend to talk in benefits and values, but I got to shift out of my sales guy mode. And so functionally, it's a really simple course builder that allows you to build linear structured courses that also you can provide follow-up questions. So essentially, you could build a course of 7 or 8 videos that are all kind of brief videos, and then add a few follow-up questions to each video so that you can kind of verify that they understood what was in the video, as well as reinforce the really important stuff. There's more to it than that. There's a lot of it's a really flexible tool. So there's churches using it for kind of things that are much further beyond just structured linear courses. But that's the basic kind of explanation of it.
Okay. Well, I want to share. And so we're clients of yours. I want to share what we're doing with it. And I want you to critique me, and really speak into how you hope we use it. So there's 3 things that we're planning to use it for. We've just finished it yesterday, our first course. And it's our volunteer training. It's our online church volunteer training. And so we're going through kind of a training process. We see it being for our online campus, essentially our online church community discipleship platform. So we're going to have courses. We're going to have new believer follow-up on there, a membership course on there. We're going to have Bible studies on there. I mean, it's really kind of our core discipleship platform for online church. I get excited about that, but there's many churches that aren't online, you know, that don't have an online campus. That's not critical to them. The two other sides that we plan on using it for is for our HR internal use for our staff training. So as new staff come on, we're going to have a marketing course that they take, you know, so they can understand our marketing systems. We're going to have our, you know, just HR policies course that they take, and they've got to go through all the modules, and we'll see that they go through them. So really kind of our onboarding of staff. And then the other is for our volunteer training, you know, for our church. And so that could be somebody going on a mission trip. They go through our missions course before they go on a mission trip, or if they're going to be a greeter, you know, they go through this online volunteer course. So that's kind of how we're strategizing around Trained Up. What advice do you have? Are we on the right track? Are we kind of are we taking it in the right direction, or what are we maybe missing?
No, you're exactly going in the right direction. So the idea the idea behind Trained Up is that you use it exactly how and in the way that you need to use it. So, and that's why we call it a platform and not a tool or kind of like a library or anything like that. It's platform first and enables the church leaders to kind of get creative with how they want to do training. So there's a lot of church. I'll just maybe explain some other ways that churches are using it. So of course there's the volunteer training that's kind of obvious. It's right there in front of you. There's the Bible teaching concept where you can just, okay, well, we want to be able to teach a deep dive on the general elected power company, you know, the Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians, Philippians, Colossians. and so we want to do a deep dive on the Bible. Okay, so we put that in course. But there's also churches that are using it to where there's not teaching at all. It's just assessments. And so they've got, you know, a long deacon assessment process or an elder assessment process, and they put that entire thing on Trained Up and allow people to kind of walk through it in a self-paced way. So there's no videos, it's just questions. There are churches that are using it to build out entire leadership development pathways. So, you know, whereas someone might start as a volunteer and they can start into a leadership development pathway, they use some of the configuration options to be able to build prerequisite courses. So they would do a volunteer leader course that's a prerequisite for a team leader course, that's a prerequisite for a departmental leader course. That's a prerequisite for a self-assessment where you go through things like the Colby test and the StrengthsFinder. And so these are all kind of prerequisited to so that you have to kind of walk through them in linearly. And so they have this massive pathway they're building specifically so that they can develop leaders in a way that's, you know, more accessible than having to have them on campus.
But I just wanted to say what I love about it is, and there's a lot of ways we've talked about this on past podcast nails, is this idea of being able to do online training. But a lot of it is like, it's not curated in any way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like kind of like, you know, like I've done training on, you know, YouTube, or I've done stuff on Prezi. I've done stuff, you know, and all like different ways to kind of fill the gap.
Yeah.
But what I love about providing what you guys do is that you can have this one place, and even you were showing me there's different things that you can organize stuff and you can find different content. And so I know Scott got so hyped when he heard HR training. I bet he was just pumped.
And I've been jealous for years, Jay. You at Saddleback, you guys have something similar, you know, in your online course plot. I don't even know what you guys call it, but it's like I saw that and I wanted that. But I knew realistically, and I'm at a mega church, we couldn't begin to do what you guys did from a development standpoint. And I think what Scott's created, I'm not a salesman or getting kind of commissions, but what he has created is so simple and easy to use that I feel like it's better than what I wanted to steal from you guys. And every church, you know, really has access to it. He put it at a price point that, and I promise I'm not selling for Scott. And we're going to get to, you know, his links and pricing and that kind of stuff later on. But I think this is a really exciting opportunity and day in the church that we could provide. And one of the things I like about it is kind of this on-demand training, because you kind of see that mode of like Netflix of you log in and when you're able to access it and go through it at your pace and learn on the go collectively. It's just, it's such a fantastic
point. Niels, I remember going to the iMinistry conference a couple of years ago, and we were sharing, this was like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, our training section that we custom built. We custom built it on our back end because we have some of those resources. And so, and I remember I had like three churches, and actually our friend Jason Morris did this. He was like trying to get, he's like, is there any way we can pay to have access to it? And I remember going like, he was trying to get this, like the seed money somehow so that we could all, like, they could use it. And I was like, well, we didn't necessarily build it for that sense. Like, you can't just, you know, we couldn't do that because that's a whole nother start point. And so, which I love about that is because actually, you know, Scott, churches that you've been part of, you know, Life Church builds stuff like that to give it away and to allow more access. And so what I love about Train Up is that, you know, I've messed around in there. You gave me a demo and I was really, you know, I'm thinking about it for a friend's church. And I was like, man, this could fit a big need. And so anyways, one other question I was curious about, Scott, with you, with everything you're doing, what are some things that you're seeing with where Trained Up is going that maybe you in the outside with tech trends and stuff that you're kind of excited about to get into? Is there anything, any trends you're seeing or anything that you're kind of excited about for the church specifically for training purposes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the TV becoming a platform for development. I mean, that's going to be much bigger than I think most non-devs or non-tech heads realize. That big screen in your living room where you sit back and you kind of consume is going to be massive. I foresee Trained Up having a kind of an easy way to integrate with the multitude of TV platforms, not just the Apple TV, but others as well. But of course, also mobile. I mean, like, of course, Trained Up is 100% mobile accessible, so it provides, you know, makes it really easy to provide training on any device. And so there's local churches that are providing training to families that are low income, so they don't have a computer at home, but they do have they have smartphones, and so they can access that training even though they're not at the campus and they don't have a computer. They can still access it. And so mobile is going to, I would say, obviously still continue to grow as a primary platform. But one of the things also that's unique, I think, about Trained Up is that because it's a platform for your own content, that also means content that you've purchased. So it doesn't limit you to only the content that you can build, which is, you know, kind of a limiting factor. You only have so much knowledge kind of stored up in your church. But being able to access all the awesome content from Orange Leaders and from Lifeway and from, you know, all these different content sources for training videos, as well as training manuals and all this kind of stuff, books and everything. It allows you to drop all of that into a structured space that, you know, that's your own, but still access some of that great training content out in the world. So
sweet.
I love that. I love hearing your vision for the future of technology and even that connection between mobile and the TV. One of the things I love too is, and we had a great conversation last week with Aware Theory, but pioneers in technology, they're creating great technology for the church that have a vision for where it's going. And so you're not done. You know, the truth is, I think you built a good enough platform where you could just be done. You know, you could sit on it and now sell it and you've got a good piece of technology. But as long as I think we keep innovating around this technology and going mobile and going TV and creating the best possible experience and the best in technology to continue to just better serve the church, I think the church can be served well. And then I want to encourage church leaders that just how affordable this is, and even the perception sometimes is people are confused about the price of technology. Jay, you probably don't even know how much it cost at Saddleback, but I'm guessing it's six figures, if not seven figures, of what it costs for you guys to build that online training portal. This is not cheap, inexpensive, quickly. You don't just get a WordPress plugin and have an online course.
It's not even the cost of startup. I mean, that can be a lot. What I have found is it's the maintaining that a lot of people don't even think about. It's the cost of maintaining goes down. Like you think about it, like if something breaks on anything, like you call up somebody and go like, what's going on? And you think you can return it. And so it's like we paid for, it's part of the reason why, you know, Niels and, you know, we've talked about, we're working on this tvapp.church project is like, you know, we paid 10 grand for a Roku app, but we pay 10% a year for the rest of our life for development costs for maintaining. And so there's all these things. And so I think it's not just think about, and plus with it evolving. So with trainedup.church. And so if you're listening and watching, you can go to trainedup.church to learn more. Is there anything, any other things that you would say, Scott, to kind of, as somebody's thinking about, using you guys?
Yeah, there's another side of Trained Up that we haven't really spoken about much publicly. You can see it on our website, but it's called the Trained Up Library. So the Trained Up Library is sort of a mix of going out and finding really great content out on the web or through other training providers or course content providers. And what we did is we partnered with content providers to build courses that are specifically built for Trained Up and on Trained Up, so that instead of having to go and kind of grab the videos or grab the content from somewhere else and then still go in and build your own courses, we've created a library where it's essentially a one-click purchase, where you can purchase the really great content from the Trained Up library, and it's automatically imported into your own Trained Up platform for you to use with your own people. And so that library is going to, it's kind of thin. It's got a couple dozen courses on it, maybe 250 or so videos total for the entire library right now. But as it grows, it'll grow not just with premium content, but also lots of free content. So one really big aspect that I hope for in the future, and this is kind of what rubbed off from me on me from Life Church, is also creating a platform for generosity for churches. Mm-hmm. So as churches create really good courses on their own platform, what we're doing is we're going to be providing the opportunity for them to make those courses available in the Trained Up library for free. So essentially, a community Bible church can create a really great HR course that is, it fits their model, it fits their culture, and fits their rules, but it can be given away to other churches for free that maybe don't have a really good, HR team like Community Bible does. That other church can grab it, modify it to fit their own needs, but they have a really great starting point with that HR. So it's the same thing for membership classes, or volunteer training, or, even down to the skills training of pro presenter training and soundboard training and all that kind of stuff.
I was about to ask you, can you edit those? And you just answered that question. Yeah. What a fantastic resource. I can't wait to steal your stuff, Jay, when you get on there. You guys create some great courses and we'll just copy and paste it. That really, though, from a intellectual property standpoint, or just as churches are creating resources, there's no reason for us to start from scratch. As somebody creates that foundation, just pull that off and just tweak it to make it your own, or use that as a template. That's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to watch that library continue. Scott, I would love to hear, as you dream I can't imagine you can dream more than 5 years from now, but 2 to 5 years from now, what do you hope the impact that's made with Trained Up? What do you see, not from a technology standpoint, but really from a ministry impact standpoint or business impact? What do you hope for?
Yeah, of course we have our own revenue goals and business goals, because it's a business. It's not a nonprofit. I started it to make a living and to do well. But from an impact perspective, there are some things that are already starting to happen that are 100% only can happen because God is kind of orchestrating those things. So we're already starting relationships with church planting networks like Acts 29, the powerhouse of church planting, the North American Mission Board. We're working with local church planting networks and global church planting networks, missions sending organizations that do missions training. And typically in the past, I've always had to kind of fly those people in for intensive training. They're not going to be able to provide that training online, so they can train missionaries that are on the field without having to, to go to the expense of flying missionaries all over the world already on, tight missions budgets. And so my vision for it, or my hope for it, is that churches around the world begin to not just equip better because now they have the tools to do it, but also to help one another equip better. And so, whereas Acts 29 and North American Mission Board traditionally may have been kind of separate endeavors, they can start to share some of those resources that make each one really powerful. And also start to share those with local church planting networks, or even church planting churches that are, that want the resources and want to be able to do it internally at their own church, but maybe don't have, immediate access to the resources to be able to do it. So there's the mission side of things that's global. There's the church planting side of things. And then, of course, allowing a platform for generosity between churches on the training level.
Very cool. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I will say, if you're listening, I'm looking in the chat section. It looks like one of Alec is going to be calling you. He's Northview is interested, which is cool.
Beautiful.
So if you're listening to this on a podcast or in Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever, go to trainedup.church, or you can go to our website, socialmedia.church, and check out the show notes. And remember, every Friday that we do this live at 9:30 Pacific. I say Pacific because
12:30
Eastern. Yeah. I barely just woke up, so you. And just to be on the lookout,
PJs in the video.
You don't know what's going on the lower half. Okay, edit that out.
Don't stand up. Don't stand up.
I like how I say edit it out like there's somebody out there editing stuff out. Niels and I, something that we're working on that you'll be seeing in the next couple of weeks here is that we're working on like a Snapchat course for churches to kind of help them out, something that'd be real cheap, something that, you know, we've been learning a lot. So we will be hanging out for a couple minutes afterwards at the live. So to do some Q&A. So if you're watching, just go to the website to sign up for that. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.